You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Imagine you're 28 years old and a totally healthy guy. For a few nights, you wake up in a cold sweat, you feel generally lousy, and have some respiratory issues. No big deal, right? But you decide to get it checked out. Then a nightmare begins.
A small spot on my lung, and the biopsy showed that it was cancerous. Found out it was in my right shoulder and also in my lower back. After the radiation, it was just all over my chest. It just had gone both lungs, and it was just all over the place, and we were just completely floored. It actually got worse. It got pretty bad at that point in time, so...
Philadelphian Mark Kuchler has been battling lung cancer for 3 years. He's 31 now. He's back on chemo, trying to keep the spread of cancer in his body at bay. He and his wife Rachel got married a year ago in the midst of all of this cancer chaos. In this edition of our series Patient Files, they talk about how they deal with all of the adversity as a couple and whether they ever think about prognosis.
It's not something we typically talk about to our doctors because we know that, you know, a lot of people will come in and ask, you know, how many years do I have? How long do I have to live? And I don't want to ask that really because nobody really knows because there's so many drugs out there. There's so many things that can do certain things, but you never know how that person's body's going to react to it. I don't know how my body's going to react. The doctor doesn't know that either, so... It's just it's a tough question to ask and even answer as a doctor themselves. So we kind of try to stay away from that and just try to take a day at a time. And whatever's working for us right now, we just be thankful for that, you know?
You say we with everything.
I always do. I always include Rach because she's always there right next to me, so...
We just try and do what we can on the days that he's feeling well. And that could be something as cheesy as walking through Target and just being normal and shopping, you know. But those are little milestones that, you know, for a few months there, I mean, he couldn't even get up to get a glass of water without help, you know. So I take the fact that he wants to go to the food stores like date night. We're just celebrating these little victories that we have. We're fortunate that we have a great support system through family and friends, and they're very understanding. And a number of friends will say, hey, we want to come over and have pizza night and, like, just hang out at the house with you guys and not go out, you know, because going out for him can be challenging. His energy level is greatly reduced over the past, I would say, 6 months. It's gotten a little bit lower. So he's been using an assisted wheelchair, occasionally using oxygen. It's not easy, but, you know, we try and do what we can with the good days. And, you know, when he has his bad days, I say, you know what? You can have a bad day today, but tomorrow you're going to have a good day.
Oh, absolutely. There's, you know, Rach mentions, you know, tough days that I have. And, you know, those are my tough days is when, you know, I feel like I don't want to do anything else, you know. And she's always there to pick me up and, you know, vice versa. If she's having a bad day, I'll be there to pick her up. But yeah, those are the types of bad days that we have. You know, I could be feeling bad, you know, as far as, you know, my body not feeling great. I don't consider those bad days in my mind. When I have a bad day mentally, that's when I have a really bad day. Just how tough it is, you know, how much I have to put up with every day, how much she has to put up with.
He had a lot of those this past year. We had a lot of difficult conversations that I think no 30-year-old couple should have. If this is it, you know, and if you have 6 months left, how do you want that to look? You know, what can we do to make this the best possible last 6 months anybody's ever had? You know, and it pains me because he's like, you know, I don't want to go jump out of an airplane. I don't want to go, you know, on some exotic vacation. He's like, For me, I just wanted to live a normal life, you know, with you. We're not the typical 30-year-old couple, but I think the love that we have for each other is maybe greater than any other 30-year-old couple that you might see, because I think we've kind of learned, you know, what's really important in life. And it is these little milestones and not having silly arguments and enjoying every single moment that you get to wake up next to the person that you love. And it's tough.
Since 2012, Rachel and Mark Kukler have raised over $100,000 for lung cancer research by participating in the Philadelphia Free to Breathe Walk with their team, Miles for Mark. They want to help fund research, but also raise awareness that lung cancer is not just a smoking-related disease.